At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Day. We're on the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover sponsored by Raising Cane's. Mother's Day is Sunday. If you need a last-minute Mother's Day gift, Raising Cane's has you covered. Head to your local Cane's to pick up a gift card or go to RaisingCane'sGear.com for an e-gift card delivered in minutes. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, one love.
You know who else? What else you can give for Mother's
What's
Day?
What's that?
Like that? For like a, maybe like something, some sort of assistance on a job?
Randy! You could.
That's a good idea.
Randy, you can always call or text Randy at 402.
That's a Mother's Day gift.
417-5204 at Dinert Contracting.
Do a job, not just show up.
Not just show up, yeah.
Oh, you know what? Thank you for mentioning Randy. Worlds collide in this segment because our friend Darren from Raising Cane's I talked to on Monday.
Yeah.
And he's looking for a deck project. He's like, I talked to the guys. I'm like, have you talked to Randy yet?
What do you mean?
He had. So I connected.
Talked to Randy.
So Randy is going to go to Darren's house, I believe, today to get a bid. To look it over and get a bid to Darren.
Darren of Raising
Cane's. So Raising Cane's, yes. Diner Contracting, The Ticket, all working together here.
All work together. Sorry we missed Bill Thrills today, but Kip Kissinger was on
We did miss Bill Thrills.
During that time. We didn't want to cut that short. There was too much. Think about this. I bet we could have came up with 10 more interesting questions
yes.
and 10 more that were like semi-interesting. But there was like 10 more things we could have asked him
yeah.
that would have been unbelievable.
It was easy.
Bill Thrills is back tomorrow, though.
You know why?
Friday.
You know why? It's because you don't interview refs very often, but you always have a lot of questions about their profession.
Oh, yeah. And the first thing is, too, I mean, in general, when they take the court, if anything happens, either nothing happens or they get booed. There's never a clapping for the refs to come onto the court.
No.
There's never a time where it's like, or some, I mean.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to Progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
You can. Some guy makes a call on your for your team like that. You're like, that's right, nice call. Next time down, you idiot.
Idiot.
Yep. I mean, it's
terrible.
Jekyll and Hyde, the fans.
I'm glad you asked him about that post-game press conference thing. I'll tell you this, that I've never been in a bigger fight with Doc Sadler than about that subject. Yeah. It was nasty.
He wants the press conference?
He thought it would be a good idea, and I just think it's the worst idea ever. Because then it just turns into that every game.
Yep.
You get kind of fans covering the game. You know, a lot of the sports writers now kind of more fan-oriented. Mm-hmm. And they'll just, if there's a loss, they're just going to go to the refs.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know? Well, I think a lot of that would happen.
I want nothing to do with that.
I don't want anything
to do with that.
I don't want to write about the refs.
I don't want, and they'd be, it'd be a packed house every time. Well, what about this call? Because then how many calls are, like I always, how many times you hear something about, well, if they'd have just called this, if they'd have just called this, well, then the other side gets to say, well, if they would have called this, and it just, no.
It goes
never
nowhere.
Ending.
No, I also wanted to ask him
it
if someone.
It goes nowhere.
If someone ever, I'm sure that they're on no social media, guarantee that, because.
How could you be?
Because you could not
get attacked.
What if you even mentioned that, hey, I'm in OKC, went out to lunch. Oh, great. So you're not getting ready for the game tonight? I mean,
there's no.
You couldn't win any of those
very
things.
Very low key.
And I bet you if you ask him, like, what kind of heat did you take? I bet somehow, because you can get people's numbers. People can get numbers and stuff. I guarantee you, he's had random texts. I wonder if he's had threats. We can
get him back on.
It wouldn't shock me. And call him right now.
And a plug for tomorrow, Lance Leipold joins the show
Lance.
Tomorrow.
From Kansas.
In the 7 o'clock.
7:15.
Yeah. Hey, I just saw stuff. Please do it again. Watch this car. Please do it again. She hit the wiper. She hit the fluid, and the fluid shot over her car. It went over her car.
Do it again.
Do it again. Please, come on. Do it again. Look at her window. It's still dusty.
She's not listening.
Oh, man. It shot all the way over the car. That was sweet.
She must have just got it restocked.
Yeah.
That's it for us. The drive is next. We will see you guys tomorrow.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Nanderson Ford on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.